Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Stage further in our hunt for this terrible secret weapon, it seemed we had to track down a scientist known by the sinister name of Chaco. And the most likely place to look seemed the ancient ruins that harbored mysterious lights that never went out. However, Angelo, Sir Giles Davenport's servant, had been having some relative trouble. One of his vague cousins had been offering vital information on our mission and progress to various feminine members of the shadowy opposition. This relative was still loose, as far as we knew. But Hetty Fitzhenry, the red-headed American bird painter, had satisfied me that our traitor had not come to any arrangement with her. She was at my suite, probing in her charming and ingenuous way, when Sir Giles phoned, using the guise of a member of the meat-importing firm for which I allegedly worked. I wasted no time in waving goodbye to Hetty and getting to the old boy's apartment.
Thank heavens you managed to get away, Carson. Have much trouble?
Hetty seemed to be enjoying it.
I wonder if she and her crowd have had anything to do with this. I've been thinking, you know, she may well have called at your hotel to occupy
well,
you.
Well, Angela was spirited away, you mean?
Yes. The fellow's gone, without a note or trace of anything.
Very odd.
Odd? Man alive, it's most disturbing.
Perhaps he walked out under own steam, Sir Giles.
Dash it all, he was a sick man.
Still with enough strength to walk out there. And...
But why?
No, chances are he'll ring and tell us. Howsoever...
Compared to that howsoever, it would appear that you're also open to doubts whether or not he chose to walk out.
Must admit, matter of fact, shortly after Hetty arrived at suite, tried to ring him here.
For any special reason?
So, thought I'd like him to speak to Hetty. Convince her that he hadn't been in touch with her with the idea of bargaining.
Oh.
But no answer there.
Hmm.
And no assurance that Angelo's renegade relative is out of harm's way.
Jove's, Carson, I feel so jolly well helpless. And up until the trouble started with the relative, I was rather reveling in this assignment.
Oh, well, bright skies ahead, perhaps, huh?
Bright? Huh. There'll be anything but that, old fellow, should that death ray fall into the wrong hands. Mere thought of the misery and destruction it could cause makes me go cold. But what are we to do?
Well, answer the phone, I suppose.
Might be the rascal now. Hello?
Julius Grant here, Giles.
Oh, yes, old man.
Oh, I haven't caught you at an awkward time, have I?
Oh, no. Just pottering around the place, you know. Jolly pleased to hear from you so soon.
Well, Giles, you've stirred up the explorer in me.
As if that would take so very much stirring up.
Something of an armchair explorer these days, I fear. But when you suggested that a seaplane may have been used in the search for the lights that never go out, well, I got busy.
Well, you didn't waste any time.
It presented a tantalizing problem. At any rate, with our meager knowledge of the locations of the ruins, I'd say a seaplane could be used as a means of access in three cases.
Splendid.
I thought I'd let you know right away.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I've marked these locations on a map. Yes. Would you like me to drop it over?
Oh, no. I'll call for it.
Oh, right. Well, any time, Giles.
Anytime. I'll give you a tinkle first.
Righto, then. Well, cheerio for now.
Goodbye, old fella. And once again, many thanks. You heard that, Carson?
Sir, Sir Giles.
It should be of immense value.
True, but on a jaunt like this, I'd far sooner have Angelo.
Indeed. Well, we'll give him a little while longer, then we'll start searching.
As we waited nervously high up in Sir Giles' Copacabana apartment, I'm afraid I was too occupied with doubts about the success of this assignment to enjoy the spectacle of the bay. It was bad enough to have Angelo missing like this, but there was this relative of his, apparently still loose with vital information. The day wore on. We made some inquiries, but we were reluctant to leave the phone yet, just in case.
This can't go on much longer, Carson.
I'm feeling a trifle frayed myself, sir.
Here, Let's have another snort.
Yeah, right, sir. How?
Medium for me, old fellow.
That enough, sir?
Plenty.
Soda?
No, Carson. You know I always have water.
Oh, sorry, sir. Of course. Yes, sir?
Thank you.
Yeah, now I'm going for myself.
Ah, well.
Cheers, Sir Giles.
Here's hoping, Carson. I wonder, did Miss FitzHenry have any hand in this?
Doubt it, sir.
There you go again, man.
What's that, sir?
Leaping to the defense of your lady loves?
Oh, Sir Galahad, I'm afraid.
That Sir Galahad business is all very well, but in this undercover work, it just doesn't fit.
I'll try bearing that in mind.
Not only for the sake of the cause, Carson, but for your own skin. One of these days, one of the dear souls is going to treat you rather harshly.
Yes, well, Hetty's been hinting at it.
And she may not be the worst, either. Ah, at last.
May not be him.
At least it breaks this dashed silence. Hello?
Monsieur Sir Giles?
Oh.
Is that you, Monsieur Sir Giles?
Yes, mademoiselle. Anne Carson's here.
I wish to speak quickly with you.
And you shall. Here, old chap.
Oh, thanks, Sir Giles.
If it's not one of them, it's another.
That you, Faye?
Oui. Or perhaps you know some other mademoiselle?
Oh, after you, my dear. Couldn't look at another.
I sometimes wonder.
Is that why you phoned?
No. This matter of most importance. You know I tell you that your Angelo seek to make bargain with me?
So?
I have made the arrangements with him.
With Angelo?
Oui.
To buy information?
No. Only to discuss matters.
When did he get in touch with you?
Oh, just a few minutes ago.
Angelo did?
Of course, silly.
Carson, what's happening?
Some sort of Angelo's on the job again.
Surely it wouldn't be... Oh, it's impossible.
Monsieur Bru.
Right here, Faye.
It is most rude to speak to other person when you speak to me.
No, I was just muttering, sorry, but... Faye, my dear, what arrangements did you make with this Angelo to meet him, I mean?
I am not so sure that I tell you.
Oh,
what is it, Monsieur Bruce?
Nothing.
But you make the sound of a groan.
I'm all burned up with jealousy. I hate to think of you meeting him while I'm not around.
Oh, that's just what you say.
I'm on bended knees, my dear.
Dead man, must you carry on?
Oh, now, please, Faye.
Very well. I tell you, I... Huh? Monsieur Bruce.
What is it?
He come now to where I ring from.
Angelo?
Oui. And he looks so fierce. Oh, I must go.
Now, hold steady. Where are you?
At the cafe, near where I dance.
Cafe near the White Tulip?
Oui. I must go.
Well, hold him there, Faye. I'll be straight down. Well, Sir Giles, odd turn of events.
It couldn't possibly be Angelo paying us doubly for us. It couldn't.
It's either Angelo or his double, or he's been both all along.
No, Carson, I won't believe it.
Now, let's get down, sir. One way to get quick answer, we hope. We didn't waste time backing out the Davenport rolls. Down to the boulevard and hail a taxi. And for once, I found myself encouraging a Rio taxi driver to do his murderous best. We reached the cafe within 10 minutes. We found Faye there, the most excited of a small group of patrons. On the floor was a swarthy-skinned peon. He was unconscious.
Oh, Monsieur Bruce, when he walked towards me, I hang up the telephone. I am frightened of him.
You said he looked fierce.
But then he is so strange. He began to mutter all sorts of things to me, and next he collapsed.
Yeah, out to it, eh?
Yes, there's no question, Carson. This is our Angelo.
So.
Messieurs, the hospital, it is contacted.
Oh, really? Yes, thank you. What do you say, Carson?
I think the best idea is... We'll take him, sir.
Yes, I agree with you. It would be wisest. Very good of you to go to all that trouble, but this fellow's in my employ.
He is, monsieur?
No, yes, don't worry. We can assure you of that. Best we take him straight home.
Indeed. We know how to deal with him, you see. He's not very well. He had a turn like this yesterday.
Then it is your responsibility.
Yes, that's right. He'll be in good hands. Carson, that taxi waiting?
Yes, sir. Yes, Sir Giles. We'll get him out there. And Faye, you'd better come along, too. Must get to the bottom of this at Sir Giles' apartment.
Oh, the poor man.
Please, don't be distressed, mademoiselle. Have no fear. He'll be all right. Been off color, you know. He had no right to be sneaking out as he did.
But he seemed terrible sick, the way he talked to me.
Now, Faye, exactly what was it he said?
Well, something about him not the one who come to me first to sell all the nonsense about you, Monsieur Bruce.
And is he the one, would you say?
Well, he looked just the same.
It's impossible.
Monsieur Sir Giles, why are you so upset?
Upset? Well, you see, it's all a trifle confusing.
Oh, it's all beyond me.
Oh, no doubt.
He's coming round now, sir.
Excellency.
Yes, yes, all right. All right, lie back. I'm right beside you, old fellow. What is it? Oh, yes, I understand. You see, Mademoiselle Corelli came back with us.
Then I cannot speak, Excellency.
Oh, dear. This is a trifle awkward.
Yes, I feared it might be so, sir.
Perhaps, monsieur, you desire it that I go into the other room?
If you don't mind, Fay. Angelo's got something on his mind.
It means nothing to me. But all right. To please you, I go. Always pleasing the man.
Yes, always disturbing him, too. But now, Mademoiselle Corelli's gone. Go ahead, my dear fellow.
See, I go out, Excellency, to remedy the treachery of my relative.
But my dear chap, you weren't in any fit state to do that. You should have remained here.
It does not matter, Excellency, now. It is with pleasure and no regret that I tell you that all is well now.
All is well? How so, old chap?
It is all right, Senor. We may proceed to the place where it is believed you will find the lights of mystery. Be well assured, the insect of a relative who betrayed me no longer walks this earth.
And so ended what might well have wrecked all our plans. There were other menaces, of course. Faye, for instance. But the way was now open to the search for the lights that never go out, and another dark chapter of Operation Death Ray.